Oh my God. So here we go. This dude, white dude, yes, just tried to come at me. So let's get into it. OMG, yes, let's get into it. So much is happening. Now, one of the first videos that I saw, because I was not even aware, I heard people talking about what happened in Alabama. I thought he was talking about something, not what I ended up seeing, okay? Which, baby, I was so pumped up. Especially when you see homeboy swimming across to get to these people to help and assist. Yes, it was like Avengers assemble, okay? So listen, now I'm all pumped up. I'm happy. I'm stoked. I'm excited. And then, of course, you always got these people coming through. When I say these people, those folks, you know what I mean. Okay, they so aggy because they love being who they are, which is that white privilege. Okay, so we're posting the stuff, the videos, people are posting the videos. So you initially see these white people attacking this security guard. Okay, they are literally attacking him because they don't like that he's telling them what they can and cannot do, okay? That they need to move their boat because it is parked in the wrong spot, etc., okay? So then they get upset and they want to start a fight because this is the bottom line. White people have no respect for others, okay? They love to label everyone else but want to be held at a higher level just because. This is why we are screaming CRT, critical race theory. But because they are raised by white supremacy ideologies, they refuse to accept and or acknowledge anything, but they are superior in race and position, okay? They won't acknowledge anything else. And they have no respect for a man of color, regardless if his authority level is higher than theirs, to tell them, to be able to tell them, hey, you can't dock here. Or even as police officers, we've seen them chew down police officers, military personnel, and all of that. They do not care that people of color are in uniform, ever. Or people of color has some form of authority, ever. Because they know that their whiteness holds them at a higher level. Period. And they know this. This is something, it's like, this is something that they know. And they grow up knowing it. They are born into it to know it. And that's just the way it is. And that's just the way this country is ran. Okay? They're going to refuse. They're going to refuse to accept it and or acknowledge anything but the fact that they are the superior race and in position. Now, when I was growing up in the 90s, all we heard from them was them threatening a race war with us. Even though we proved every day their lies, the lies told to them about us, were just lies. And they still hated us. They're in the classrooms with us. They see us learning. They see us doing exactly the same shit that they're doing. We're in the same sports. We're working just as hard. We're just as smart. We're just as dedicated. Whatever the case may be, if you had a white slacker, then you got a black slacker. It did not matter about race. But for whatever reason, it has always been black and white. And I swear for God, if we weren't here, they would be going after somebody else. They'll be going after themselves. Because that's how it was with them. Superior white people base their superiority on wealth, classification, to ensure that those who were at a higher level as far as classification, wealth, were better than the other people, which were, at that time would have been the poor whites, especially before there was any blacks there. When the poor whites realized that they had more in common with the blacks, the wealthy whites were like, oh, we can't have this. We can't have this. We will need to divide them. We have to make sure that the poor whites know that they are just as privileged as the wealthy white folks. Okay? And I know that there is this documentary on that. Somebody posted it, but I really wasn't trying to get into that specifically here. But yes. It's crazy, but this dude, okay, so there was this posting, okay, and it was about Cricket Cop. And the Cricket Cop is a black man. Now, we've seen it before. Do you remember the black cop who literally was trying to assist and framing the black guy, saying that we can say we found this in his car, knowing that he didn't find it? This was a huge viral video, but there are so many like this. There was just a Dateline series on, whereas the FBI had got involved. This was in New York City, where police officers of color were complaining that they were being taught to racially profile, that they were being taught to ignore if they saw an Asian or a white man or Asian or white person doing something illegal, to ignore it, but to continuously stop and harass a man of color, like a black man or a black woman. And they stated that, why are we doing this? They were complaining and going out against it. So this particular video is showing a black cop who's literally, the guy comes out, he's not, evidently he didn't get a receipt, that's what he's saying, but he's carrying something that's not bagged up. And they immediately asked us, let me see your receipt. I'm confused as far as why the cop is even asking to see the receipt and why the people in the store didn't ask to see the receipt. It just doesn't make any sense. So the guy was like, why do you need to see my receipt? You're not asking anyone else to see their receipts. And then literally in the video, because he's recording them, he was like, why would I need to show you my receipt? And yes, he could have showed the receipt if he had it, but he didn't. And even if he did, I wouldn't have shown him my receipt. When does the law, they cannot overpower and overstep their authority. And then you got so many black people that are in the comments. And it's, of course, they're always older black people. An older black man was like, just show the receipt, because that's what they do. They're like, well, just yes, massa, no, massa, yes, massa. I'll show you that receipt, massa. Those are those type of Negroes. Those Negroes would be the yes, massa, always massa, whatever you say, massa. Those are those Negroes who don't stand up for shit. They rather be like, I don't want any conflict or confrontation, so I'm going to do what these white people and or this black man working for the law, who's basically was created by racist whites, Klan, okay? We all know that because we all know the history. They're not even going to whitewash certain histories because they are proud of those histories. The only histories that they want to whitewash is the histories that, as far as slavery, they want to look like they are our heroes when it comes to slavery. Because now they want to make it seem as if slavery was a benefit. What the? Slavery was a benefit to who? These people have lost their minds. But again, we have, okay? We have blacks that are in positions that are more dangerous than white people, okay? So let's not be ignorant to the blacks that work as sheep for the man, who are taught to racially profile. They've literally come out with this, with officers of color complaining that this is what they do and how they are taught to handle their communities that they patrol. Okay? And regardless if he's a black officer, his reaction to black community, to the black community, will be different than his reactions to the whites and or non-people of color. And he does that in the video. A white woman comes out. The black man who's recording it literally shows this and he proves it. A white woman comes out. She got unbagged items in her cart. They don't ask to see her receipt. Yet they're constantly coming at this black man asking him to show the receipt. Now, if you wanted to prove a point per the black officer or whoever officer was there, if you were going to try to prove a point, then you should have stopped. He was still standing there. Hey, ma'am, let me see your receipt for that. He's not going to do that because that's not his place. He's still in a position of a pawn on that board. He's not going to ask that white woman for her receipt because he's still working for the man. And the fact that you got these people who are literally getting it twisted, I'm like, shut the hell up. I was like, please educate yourselves. Knowledge is power. Don't act like this is new news. People can't be that blinded by reality. Dang, man, it's like we wanted some type of empowerment. Me looking at the video with the Alabama brawl, then coming in here and seeing these black people with their yes, massa asses. And here's the thing, because I did not get any notifications that people were responding to my comment. Okay, so then this white dude, John Dotson, comes in. And so he's like, and this is how he's wording it. He's not wording it for me to know that he's trying to make a specific point. So when I respond to him, I'm going to respond to him based on how his tone and how he's approaching me. And I was trying to be sociable, not angered or not making it seem that it's just about blacks, because in this particular story, it is about this black cop. But when he's asking me, I'm thinking that it was a genuine question. So he says, "Who can black people trust?" I felt like that was a genuine question. Like, okay, well, I'm just saying that in all honesty, people can't trust people. Race is a non-factor. People are selfish, unhinged, and you have to be careful about who you allow in your circle. So I was answering him based on a generalized question, because that's how he's asking me, who can black people trust? He's not saying anything in regards to this specific post. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I responded. Then he comes back and says, race is a non-factor now after you trash folks. You got called out for ignorance. Own it or sit down. And he's going to show a chair. So I'm like, first of all, I've only seen your response to me on my original post. I do not see any other responses to me. So if he's talking about people responding to me, he must be talking about people are responding to me within the post when I responded to the black guy. So he's saying that people are coming after me on that. But yet he did not respond to me on the original post that is within the post. If you follow what I'm saying, the post, my comment to the black man is the same that I just stated was my main comment on the post, okay? Not to the black guy. So evidently, he's talking about me responding to the black guy, and now they coming after me, which I do not see that, because they're stating most relevant comments or whatever, most relevant responses. So that's all I see. And I literally, because it's most relevant, because he's responding to me directly, I can see it. And so, but when I go to read it, it disappears and I can't see it. So I go up and I put, and I changed it to all comments, and then I can see his comment. And that's how I saw it. And so I was like, let me go to this one. I can't see those comments, sir, but I'm speaking to you directly. Therefore, what I'm saying to sidetrack how you came at me by trying to say one thing, but not in actuality. So I made it as a general statement and or response. People are people. However, race relations in this country, hell, the world, is apparent. And it's never going to change because the people who are the lawmakers and still running this country are racist. They are still leading this country by white supremacy ideologies, and it affects us all. You or anyone else can come at me, laugh out loud. I don't care. The truth is what we see. I'm stating facts. That has led to the FBI investigations, as I do a podcast and state my sources as well. Blacks in certain positions are as dangerous to us as the whites still pulling their chains. So fuck you and anyone else who has an issue about what I said. But the bottom line is I said what the fuck I said. So you go and have several seats. Done. I'm not, when I see him respond back to me, if he does, I'm gonna block him. So that way, because at that point, now I know that he got my response, but I'm going to block him and I'm gonna let him know. No, I'm not even gonna let him know, because he's not even gonna know that I even read it, because he's gonna be blocked. So when he goes in there and try to look, he's gonna see that he can't see my responses because I just blocked him. But he's going to know that my word was the last word. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. First of all, I don't see the other post. So it is what it is. These people are killing me. It's just, I'm so done with them. It's like, they always, what are you talking about? Talking about something, either I can do this or have a seat. First of all, you was trying to pretend like you were saying something, say something, but not actually say it, to see how I was going to respond to it. Bitch, get the... Listen. And then this dude, he don't have no people of color as his friends on Facebook. He got hundreds of friends and not one person of color. Not even Asian, not even Indian, and nothing. When you dealing with people like that, when you don't have any person of color in your circle, that lets me know a lot about who you are and what you stand for. And just, oh my goodness, okay? The Alabama, listen, I've just been having so much, when I saw this, that Alabama brawl, it was crazy. I'm still pumped up for that, because wow, that's how we need to be. That's how we need to stand together. But again, we have black people, like I'm still going to always say that. We got black people in positions that are the worst. They are in positions that makes them as dangerous as white people. Because those are those yes master people. Okay? It's crazy. And everything in regards to, you know, we keep coming up with the Tennessee, the Texas, Florida, as far as the educational shit that's happening. I'm all, because I said this before, but the biggest mistake for blacks were to fight for their oppressors to teach them, period. You know, now we look to those oppressors to teach their truths when they won't even acknowledge those truths. The political battle of this nation has been to fight against progress for people of color. We are living in a white supremacy society. Suing them will not change anything. Their children are in those schools. They will never lay down. Okay? Never. But to each their own. You know, I do hope that And this was the Tennessee situation. I hope that the lawsuit is won. However, evolution is what's needed. And that only means that at some point, we have to stop beating a dead horse. And we're going to have to start looking at how can we create our own institutions for any type of a form of public for just for us, where we don't have these people being anything in regards to us at all, where it's just us. Because again, the biggest mistake was for us to fight for them to teach us when they didn't even want to. I mean, we look at that and we be like, oh, we were proud of it. Every time I look at it, I cringe. I just cringe that we forced our children to be a part of that shit. Like, what is going to be the bottom line to that? Like, when you're looking at that shit, when you're looking at the videos and you're looking at the pictures where people are literally spitting on children, babies, wanting to go to school and get an education. We fought thinking that that was going to be the ish. When we are forcing our children to be taught in school with people that didn't even like them, that we don't even know that have created a system to continue to oppress them and keep them behind because they don't want to see them be anything. I just, when I look at this shit, I just cringe, because when I just would not have been able to or wanted to send my child to school with these people, forcing them to be in a school. Because how do you know how they even treating your children? How did our generations before us know how the children were even going to be treated? And that we forced that. That was forced, not, you know, that was forced upon them. That shit is cringing. It's cringeworthy. And we're still fighting shit. We still thinking, we still trying to get these people to respect us as equals, as human beings, and not look at us as property, not look at us as a dehumanized race of people. We're still looking for that shit, and it's never going to happen. We're in 2023. Hell, it's almost Christmas. It's almost New Year. We're almost going to be in 2024, and these people have literally continued to create white supremacy-led ideologies as their basis of system. They're trying to save a dying race. They're doing everything in their possibility to be able to do it, to basically take us back to the Jim Crow era. They're trying to restrict and do everything that they possibly can as far as us voting. They pulling at all strings because they cannot see themselves as being anything but the superior race. Period. And that's the bottom line. And they'll continue at this shit. So how long are we going to beat a dead horse? How long?